How did you feel as an offshore worker when you heard the news on Friday?
I felt devastated, to be honest with you, for the simple reason there's been previous accidents before, and we allegedly been told that the Pumas is okay and whatever, and then the next thing, this incident happened. What other way can we get now offshore? Very, very devastated. I didn't really want to go either. And my minds and thoughts is not just for the family, it's lost loved ones on the flight, but also I've got family as well, and it's a big, big consideration whether I go back onto a helicopter or not. They give us like briefs prior to us mobilising offshore with helicopters and whatever, but to be honest with you, we actually think there's been a lot of strain putting on to Pumas because the 225s are out of service. Personally, I think there's too many people in the helicopter. There's 19 guys or girls that's in there, and you've got on survival suits and whatever, and to be honest with you, it's very difficult to get out. The helicopter does hold 19, but all the years I've been going offshore, it's always been about maybe 13, 14, 15 into a flight, but now they seem to be packing them tight because obviously they're short.
Yeah, there are fears among the workforce about raising concerns about getting on these helicopters.
There's a lot of people that are concerned, especially guys with a livelihood. What's the consequences if you don't go on a flight? What are they going to do to you? Are they going to pay you off? Are they going to do this or whatever? They're all fair and well reassuring you and whatever, but there's always a bit of doubt there. I always tell you, you don't have to go on the chopper, you don't have to do this, and it's only an optional, but the frame of mind is your job. What happens there? If you refuse it, do they pay you? That's the biggest gripe that the guys have got. How does it work salary-wise? Do you get paid? Because obviously we can't sit at home without getting paid. We've no other way of getting off.
And at this point, would you get on a helicopter?
No. No. I would not get on a helicopter at this point, no. It's too early. It only happened on Friday. Obviously, they've got reports to do, they've got this to do, and whatever, to find out how it crashed, which can take weeks, months even. So at the moment, if I was to immobilise, say, today or tomorrow, that would be a definite no. Because obviously, we've heard that there's not going to be no reports till at least Wednesday before they decide what they're going to do with the Pumas. If they are flying the Pumas, if they're going to put something else into plan, we don't know.
What's morale like among the workforce, even before Friday's incident?
There's a lot of concern saying that a lot of guys will not go on to the 225s, but everybody was happy with the Pumas. Everything's changed now, so nobody knows what to do now and how to get offshore. So, yep. But morale, I can't imagine how bad it is offshore because I'm not away yet, but I would imagine it would be very, very low, the morale, because they have no idea how they're getting home. They're out there at the moment, so there's nothing been put into place that I'm aware of. How to get these guys off? What's the next plans oil companies are going to do to get these people home? It's offshore, because there's no helicopters. So how do they get people home? And how do we get offshore? Because obviously we've got a livelihood as well, so that's the next concern.
What would you say to those people that, but say, these men are well paid and they know what they signed up for?
Everybody knows what you sign up for. Anybody could get killed crossing the road. But then again, that's a risk that everybody's willing to take. But don't get me wrong, the money is okay, but it's not to the point that it's worth dying for. No money in the world is enough dying for. So, no, people don't understand. They always get, oh, that's okay. You work offshore, you're on mega bucks, and you think you're a movie star. You know yourself, you know the risk with the job and whatever. But I know companies are always saying, don't put yourself into risk. All companies, safety is paramount. But I'm putting myself into risk stepping onto a helicopter. There's all these precautions offshore before you do a job, permits, risk assessments, everything. But they expect me to step on a chopper just a few days after one had crashed. So, no. Working offshore, you have a lot of thinking time. And if you don't get involved with people, you can be very isolated. You'll just be sitting thinking, how am I getting home? How am I getting to see my family? What's the next step? And it's a lot to deal with. So people that don't work offshore can't really say anything about the guys that do work offshore because they've never done it. You've got to do it first to realise what it's like.
What will it take for you to get back on a helicopter?
A lot of courage, for one. And if I can get some sort of reassurance that it is a different chopper and I know, and it was to fly about 10 feet from the sea, I would be okay. But no, I need some sort of reassurance before I could go back onto a helicopter, because it's happening too many times now, and how many more people have got to die before they realise something's wrong?